Now back to our Supreme Court watcher, Dahlia Lithwick. Dahlia, as we've said, today was the last day of this court's term, the first for Chief Justice John Roberts and Justice Samuel Alito. Remind us what the biggest landmark decisions of this term have been.
Sure, Anthony. Let's just clarify. It's the first full term for them.
Correct.
Because they sat last term. The big ones, all 5-4s. 5-4 decision, major decision on global warming, saying that the Bush administration would have to regulate carbon emissions pursuant to the EPA rules. That was Justice Kennedy siding with the liberal bloc. Another big one that you'll remember is Gonzales versus Carhart. That was when the court, again 5-4, upheld the federal ban on partial birth abortions, even though that ban for the first time had no exception for the health of a mother. And then this week we saw that the court found unconstitutional the ban on so-called issue ads in the Bipartisan Campaign Reform Act, so doing away with the ban on sham issue ads. Again, 5-4, Justice Kennedy voting with the conservatives.
And Dahlia, we've talked many times on this program that it is indeed Justice Kennedy who defined this term. And can you talk more about that?
Well, it's interesting, Madeline. You know, we used to call him a swing voter, but I think at this point it's probably fair to say he's a pretty conservative voter, and that I think, you know, you're going to start seeing a lot of the commentary shift to Alito as the defining voter, only because Kennedy is a fairly predictable conservative vote, and Alito, who's replacing Sandra Day O'Connor, really is deciding these cases in some profound ways. Certainly today's affirmative action decision is a dramatic departure from what happened only a few years ago in the Michigan affirmative action cases. That's attributable to Sam Alito taking Sandra Day O'Connor's seat.
Dahlia, what other themes and trends are defining this term?
I think the most important one and the clearest one is that this court is listening to the right, and there's no doubt at all about that. And then it's very polarized. This year, if my count is right, we've seen 24 of the 70 decisions decided by a 5-4 margin. And again, Kennedy massively, disproportionately from what we've seen in prior years, tending to vote with the conservative bloc on that. So I think there's no question that what we're seeing is a court that's sort of dismantling in some sense a lot of work of the prior years, and certainly I think a lot of the work of Sandra Day O'Connor on key issues like campaign finance, like affirmative action and abortion. These are all cases that she kind of staked her jurisprudential career on that are getting undone. And I think, you know, the other interesting trend is that we're seeing a real split among the conservatives. Some of them want to overrule all those old cases outright. Some of them just want to kind of hollow them out. But that's, in some sense, the biggest tension on the court is how much of this do we explode and how much of it do we sort of leave in place?
Dahlia Lithwick of Slate.com, wrapping up the Supreme Court term. Thanks very much for joining us.
My pleasure.